she's usually in here this time of month, this time of week, mm-hmm. and this time, but she's calling in Julia Gerwe of Sustainable Solutions is what we call this bit, New Pioneers, and that's shortened from what it used to be called, isn't that right?
Well, we still have our full name of New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future, but sometimes we go by New Pioneers just to keep it short and sweet.
Right. And for those who don't know exactly what that tackles, what mm-hmm. all does that include?
Well, what a good question. First off, Happy New Year, Heidi. I'm so sorry I couldn't join you in person this morning. I was a little nervous about the weather.
Oh, that's
why. Have some things
why.
This afternoon and just decided to play it safe. But I was glad to hear that you made it in okay. And everything
better
safe,
safe on
the road.
Than sorry.
Amen. It's very true. Well, and as you said, you know, as we're kind of in this new year, this fresh start, I wanted to take this opportunity to kind of reintroduce folks to New Pioneers and our mission and our work. Through the lens of something that, of course, we love and care about, nature. Mm-hmm. So I thought it would be a fun time to do that. And as we were kind of talking about this, as we were talking a little earlier, Heidi, I know that we have some big days kind of happening today. Today is National Cut Your Energy Costs Day.
Yes.
Who knew? And while we're not tackling that issue today, that is a big sustainability big sustainability thing. So National Cut Your Energy Cost Day. Everybody likes to see lower energy bills.
Oh, yeah.
And then I believe, Heidi, as we were talking about different things that are honored today, you mentioned another one that perked my ears a little bit. Did you say that there's something about eagles that we're honoring today?
Yes, Save the Eagles Day.
Save the Eagles Day. What an awesome day as well. For our lovely eagles. And as we kind of were mentioning eagles, that just kind of got me thinking that I was planning on talking about another bird today.
Oh.
I wanted to kind of introduce our mission through this lens of nature and think about a specific species that really cultivates a lot of wisdom. Do you have a guess what that might be? A bird that cultivates wisdom.
Who would that be?
Who might that be?
An owl, maybe?
You are on the right track.
Let's see. What does an owl say? How many licks does... Oh, wait. Wrong thing does he say.
No worries. That counts, too. I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, and I love owls. I personally just think that owls are so cool. There's such a diversity of owls in our area and in our world. And I think that they can lend some wisdom to our work. Pun intended. So I just kind of wanted to jump in to think about those big-eyed friends that we love that are called owls. So just as a little introduction, again, I work with New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future, and we are a nonprofit based in Springfield, but we work in Nelson, Marion, and Washington County mm-hmm. To promote sustainability throughout rural central Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a big and lofty goal. So I wanted to break it down a little bit.
Okay.
First, to that New Pioneers is focused on community. So we really work to build relationships and partnerships to ensure a healthy future for all. And as we think about our owl connection today, I wanted to see if you could guess what a group of owls is called.
Ooh, I have no idea.
A group of owls, I actually learned this. This is a new fact for me. A group of owls is either called a parliament or a congress.
Oh, wow. Now that kind of fits because owls are supposed to be smart. But wait a minute. Nope.
Yes.
Nobody.
Yes.
People usually make fun of government for not being so smart. So.
I know. I was kind of thinking about that irony. I was like, that is funny because it is kind of where it comes from. A lot of people say, actually, that the Chronicles of Narnia kind of espoused this term for a group of owls.
Really?
They had some owls that had a parliament kind of going together, and it kind of stuck, which is a really interesting word origin for one of our nature words.
Well, parliament's more of an English thing.
Yes, parliament is more of it. And I thought parliament and congress. So I don't know if, you know, groups of owls in the UK are called something different than they are here.
Right. Well, parliament, I mean, I think when people have... speak with an English accent, they always sound smarter.
Oh, yes. Parliament.
Exactly. So maybe...
I definitely see it.
Yeah, maybe people in Parliament have to be smarter over there.
There you go. Well, yeah. Let's hope.
Well, they wear the white wigs. They still have to wear the wigs, though.
Do Are they really?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They're solicitors.
I did not realize that.
They're attorneys, you know, called solicitors. So I think they, some of them still have to wear wigs, white wigs.
Wow. That's really neat. That's a blast from the past.
Yeah.
Well, as we think about our Parliament and Congress of Owls, you know, I kind of wanted to talk about this through the lens of community. And I do think I should say that owls, a little bit unlike us, aren't always the most social creatures with each other. They do mate and they live in family groups, but they don't always kind of work in community as connected as some other species do.
No, you don't see them together.
You don't usually see them together. So that is a little bit of a difference. But unlike owls, New Pioneers does have strong community ties. and like we said, owls definitely do work together sometimes. But New Pioneers, like with our work in focusing on community, we really constantly try to consider who is in our community and what we can all contribute to really build this healthy future for all. So that's kind of our community bit. And then transitioning just a little bit, the other kind of big thing that New Pioneers does is really promote sustainability. And we do that through education, through educational programs, through demonstrating sustainable lifestyles, and through advocacy. So thinking kind of through the lens of sustainability to our owl connection, I found that owls need three basic things to survive. Do you want to guess any of those things, Heidi? I bet you could get some.
Oh, they need three things to survive. So, of course, they would need food.
Of course, they need food. They're really good hunters. They do hunt.
Now, I know
they need food.
I know. I've always seen or heard about that they like mice. I know that's not really one of the things they need, but they need food.
Yes.
So
a lot of owls do mice.
Mm-hmm. Right. So water would fall under the thing of food. So
yes. Water counts as food.
They would need probably perches, things high up to, like, you know, living areas.
Yes, you're right. So somewhere safe to roost.
Right.
Is another
and
kind of safety
third,
thing that
I
they look for.
Third, I have no idea.
Well, the third is a little bit connected to the roost, but they need a place to nest, a place to rest, and a place to live. And, you know, owls, like I said, owls are really great hunters. You brought up mice. A lot of owl species do hunt mice. But they are not the greatest nest builders. So a lot of owls actually kind of borrow hand-me-down nests, if you will, from other birds that have abandoned their nests. And they also look for a lot of nooks and crannies to live. So sometimes we talk about owls living in the rafters of barns or in the eaves of buildings. And that's just because they are not, building nests is not their strong suit. So they really like to kind of take advantage of the environment where they can find it. And borrow some nests that they find.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that owls are really fascinating. And that's kind of a fun fact of, like, we all have our strengths.
Yes.
and owls know their strengths and they're willing to kind of borrow some other things that aren't necessarily their strengths to use. And I just think that owls are a great example of interconnectedness in our ecosystem.
No, I'm surprised you didn't say they recycle.
Oh, well, they do. They do.
Yeah.
That's what I was like. They borrow hand-me-downs. They do kind of, they reuse, recycle, all the good things. and as we also seek to promote sustainability, you know, we try to promote this interconnectedness in our human ecosystem. So sustainability is all about ensuring that everyone can live and live well, both now and in the future. So we're really trying to see, you know, how are we using our resources in a way that ensures that everybody has their fair share, and that, you know, three generations down the line also have their share. And how are we making sure that people can earn a living and make a livelihood and have a safe place to live and have food to eat? So it's kind of all part of this picture of health and picture of sustainability that New Pioneer seeks to promote. So there's some of your owl facts for you and some of your New Pioneer facts to start the year.
Okay. And very well stated.
Thank you. Don't have to ask
who anymore.
Oh. Who, what'd you say?
You don't have to ask who anymore. It would be New
it's
Pioneers.
True.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, that's a great catchphrase. I love it. Well, and I just wanted to add, Heidi, two things really quick for folks that are listening. I just wanted to get us a little bit excited for the year ahead as we started with this fresh start, you know, we will be back on Sustainable Solutions on the second Wednesday of each month.
Okay.
Next month, I get to see you on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward this year to bringing in an exciting series of some nature tidbits, some sustainability tips, and some green living features from some of our members and partners.
To show that you love nature the next week.
Yes!
I'm so punny.
It'll be great timing. You are punny. You're on it today.
I know. I'm so punny. It just happens. It's a gift or a curse. I'm not sure which.
I think it's a gift. It always makes things more interesting. And then the last thing I wanted to add is that we are entering an exciting season as part of New Pioneers. We have one big fundraiser every year called the Empty Bowl Supper, and we're working on finalizing those details and getting all of that out, but we're planning on growing it a bit this year, so that's really exciting. And one of the features that we're planning on growing is that we are inaugurating New Pioneers' first annual Pioneer Awards. And this is going to be a really exciting opportunity to feature some kind of green, if you will, businesses, an environmental educator in our area, a member of the year, and a sustainable project in our area. So we actually are opening nominations to our membership and to the public to nominate anybody that they know that could fit in these categories for our awards. And we're hoping to recognize them. And the goal of this is that we can really kind of uplift some businesses that are doing good work in the world of sustainability, an environmental educator, and again, you know, a sustainable project in our area. So as we think about who is living sustainably near you, I encourage you to check out our social media. We're on Facebook at New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future, and our website at newpioneers.org for more information about submitting nominations through early February.
That's such a good idea. I like that idea.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited. We're excited to kind of partner with the community and learn some more ourselves this way.
Yeah, and people love competition. So after this year, hopefully that you'll have more people wanting to join New Pioneers and learn how to be more sustainable.
Yes, absolutely. I'm with you. And we have, even this year, we have a lot of exciting things on our radar that we'll be excited to share in this feature and beyond to get folks more involved and to get more involved in the community.
All right. From newpioneers.org, New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future. Julia Gorey, thanks for calling in this morning. So
yes.
Stay warm and safe, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you, Heidi. Thanks so much for everything. And I hope y'all also stay warm as best you can.
You said y'all. I caught that.
I did. I love to throw a good y'all in there every now and then.
All right, Minnie Pearl, you're going to have a tag on your hat next, right?
Oh, gosh. I do wear fun hats, if you remember.
I know.
The season's right.
I know. You get the rocket at 102.7 WOKH.